Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the IL Prep Podcast. I am Dan Eden, contributing writer at Inside Lacrosse, joined today by my esteemed colleague,
Josh Shannon, managing editor at Inside Lacrosse Magazine. Hope everyone's doing well. I know it's a hot summer here in Baltimore already, but we're kind of gearing up. It's interesting. It's kind of the time of year. We're winding down the high school season, and then we're gearing up for the recruiting season, so kind of an interesting transition period for us.
Yeah, I was about to say that we might as well entitle this podcast the IL Preps / Recruiting Podcast, because that's pretty much what it's going to transition into during the summer. Mostly will be me, Jeff, and our good friend JD5 over on the business side of the office, kind of running that. But let's get into what is remaining from the high school scene. Let's start with our top 25. Jeff, can we delve into that real quick?
So this past weekend, we had the big high school championship Saturday. I like to call it. It's kind of the last big high lacrosse date on the spring calendar. You have championships. The New York State crowns their championships. They have four this year. You have New Jersey crowning its tournament of champions that day. You have Connecticut crowning their state champions. You have Pennsylvania, the public schools, doing their title in it up in Michigan. So a lot going on there. In New York, in the Class A, Ward Melville walked away with a victory over Pittsford out of Rochester. It was an overtime win. I believe it was 11-10 overtime. For the Class A title, Victor walks away with the Class B title this year with a win over Yorktown out of the Westchester area. And then you had in the C title, Cold Spring Harbor, kind of make a finish dominant run with a win over James Will DeWitt, I want to say. And then in the first year that they've crowned a Class D champion for the small schools, they kind of separated some of the really small schools from the next level up. You had CBA Syracuse, coached by Rick Beardsley, win their first title at that level. So a lot of good lacrosse that day. Our guy, Bob Chavez out of Rochester, he does a lot of indoor coverage, but he also covers kind of the high school scene, which has really blown up in that part of the state the last couple of years with Victor and Pittsburgh becoming major players. He was out there covering the game. So make sure to read those articles on InsideLacrosse.com. We have highlights from on those games, photos, a bunch of coverage from that.
Yeah, it was interesting watching the highlights of the Ward Melville victory. I believe they scored three goals in the final minute or something like that to force overtime, and then they won in overtime. Tremendous comeback from them. Watching the highlights, it looked like Eddie Muniz, Stony Brook commit, had the game of his career so far. You know, just kind of like between him and Ward Melville's face-off guy, it looked like those were guys who were the real catalyst for that comeback.
I mentioned some of the other games, tournament champions out of New Jersey. Del Barton once again snags the title there. It's interesting, that title, the Tournament of Champions, which has been sponsored by NJ.com and their newspaper division there. It's only been around since 2004, and they've won the majority of those titles in that time. So Del Barton really solidifies itself as the state power. Again, with another title there in Pennsylvania, the public school, you had an upset in double overtime. Avon Grove beat Conestoga, who had been in our rankings. So within our top 25 this week, you see Avon Grove pop up 23-2 on the season with a nice big win in the PIA title with Victor Conestoga. So a couple big wins there. And then our number one team, Darien, walks away with a perfect record once again, 23-0. They win the Class L title in Connecticut. They do L, M, and S, large, medium, and small. I believe New Canaan got the M title, and Somers won the S title. And then in Michigan, Brother Rice won the title again, but it wasn't an easy victory for them. It was 8-7 over Detroit.
Catholic Central,
yeah. A lot of good championship lacrosse on that day. We're waiting for one more big title. Massachusetts will be crowning their champs this Saturday. There's a couple other sort of secondary titles. Maine, I want to say Minnesota still has a title to crown. But we're really wrapping it up here. We'll do one more rankings next week, And then we'll be doing, we're kind of doing a thing where we're going to ask some of our expert voters. If you follow the regional rankings, we have a lot of experts across the country who contribute their thoughts. Maybe do one more national ranking with their thoughts included. There's a lot of teams, you know, Darien's have been our number one for a while now, but there's a lot of teams that could see some last-minute recognition, a Landon, a Culver. So just throwing that out there, we'll be doing our final rankings somewhere towards the end of the month.
Yeah, and it's about that time where, you know, kids are either getting rid of their old gear or buying some new gear for, you know, summer ball coming up. And if you're one of those kids, you might want to check out our sponsor, Sideline Swap. Sideline Swap is where lacrosse players buy and sell their gear. Find deals up to 70% off on heads, shafts, helmets, and more, or snag unique gear from colleges and the pros. Sideline Swap also lets you sell old gear simply and securely. List in seconds, and they'll send you a prepaid shipping label when it sells. Visit SidelineSwap.com today to get started. That's Sideline, SWAP.com.
So within the high school scene, I mentioned we'll be doing that. I'm kind of intrigued to break down the rest of this year once we were able to look at a final top 25 and some regional rankings and kind of go over the storylines. We'll at least do one more podcast where we're talking about those things. So looking forward to that. Although at this point, we are gearing up for the recruiting season. I know Dan and our schedules start to rack up with a lot of events. Dan, what's on your agenda moving forward?
Well, this weekend I'll be going to Big Four Champions League up in Philly area, north of Philly at Germantown Academy. A whole bunch of great club teams will be attending that event. And then, of course, we have our own event, our first Inside Lacrosse Recruiting Invitational, the June session held at Goucher College right around the corner here in Baltimore, Maryland. Looking forward to that. And then, you know, we're kind of working out the logistics of a few other things, but we'll be hitting all the big events. Of course, one of the ones that I'm always really excited for every single year is the Under Armour Underclass and the Under Armour Senior All-American Game. Those are really kind of like the marquee event of the summer, in my opinion.
Yeah, those are definitely big games. And then also this weekend, I'll be hitting a portion of the IMLCA's first branded event they're hosting in conjunction with Corrigan Sports. A three-day tournament this weekend. I'll be attending a portion of that up in Lebanon Valley, Pennsylvania, which is kind of just east of Hershey in that area. So looking forward to that. A lot of top kids playing all across the country. But I do want to get into the Inside Lacrosse IL Invitational that'll be coming up this next week. One of the guys that who's really hosting that, we mentioned him before, Josh Davey, is sort of overseeing that. And this is our talk with him and kind of previewing our first event of a heavy season. So, as I mentioned, we are gearing up for the Inside Lacrosse Recruiting Invitational, powered by Under Armour, this summer. Our first event, the June session, is June 19th to 21st. Josh Davey with Inside Lacrosse has been really spearheading the construction of this event and getting, you know, get the teams together and kind of putting together the breakdown. Josh, how you doing right now?
I'm doing great, man. Great to see you, G-Shan.
First things first, Josh, I know that the summer is always a busy time for you with our events. This is our first event of the summertime season. What should fans of recruiting, fans of prep lacrosse expect out of this week?
Yeah, you know, hopefully we'll have some great weather. But this first session, like you mentioned, June 19th to the 21st over at Goucher College up in Towson. We have about 27 teams. Kind of the breakdown is we do it by grad year, right? So it's 2018s, 2019s, 2020s, 2021s. We have anywhere from about 4 to 10 teams in each one of those divisions, rounding us out at about 28 total. You know, what's really cool about our event that I think differentiates us is the media exposure. And, you know, you, Jeff, and Dan and the other guys on our staff do an awesome job of, you know, kind of catching the highlights and covering these kids as if they're, you know, Division One or MLL players. We kind of pay the same respect to these guys as we do, you know, during our spring coverage. So that exposure element, not only for the players, you know, to be on our website where we have a live scoreboard with rosters and stuff like that, but for the clubs, you know, we do club profiles on all of our websites as well. So, you know, it's an invitational, so we invite some of the best clubs around the country. So I'm really fired up to get the summer kicked off on a great note next week.
Josh, you mentioned some of the clubs. Well, where are some of these teams from? What are some of their backgrounds?
Yeah, so for our session one specifically, you know, some of the teams I'm really excited about, they really come from all over. You know, we have teams throughout the summer from Canada, from California, from Michigan, from Florida, from New Hampshire. So really all over the place. Some of the teams kind of to highlight for this first session that we're looking out for, Juice Cherries is an awesome program out of Michigan and kind of has a lot of guys from the north, the Midwest, I'm sorry, a lot of Brother Rice guys. So they're a competitive club. Jay Kenny, their director, has done an awesome job of kind of assembling some of the best talent from the Midwest. From here at home in Baltimore, the Breakers have been a consistent kind of powerhouse here in Baltimore. They'll be coming back out here as well. Team 24/7 is Ryan Flanagan's club out of Charlotte. They're always a contender. Stick Star, who I think is the best program coming out of Texas, run by Anthony Crimmins down there in the Dallas area, is another program that I know we've seen a lot play. They've played in our events for a little while, and they are very good, very well coached, some great athletes on that team. Those are just a couple of them. You know, we have a session later in the summer that has about 60 teams, so it's a little larger scale of this event. But, you know, we got teams from all over. Like I said, Florida, we got two teams coming out from Florida, you know, some from the Northeast as well. So we're really hitting all corners of North America, trying to bring the best talent to Baltimore to let them play in front of, you know, some awesome college coaches and the award-winning inside lacrosse staff.
For you, what are some of the highlights of these weeks? I know for me, I'm always a big fan of the uncommitted games that we do. But for you, what are some of the highlights?
You know, I think what's cool for these high school kids, some of the highlights for me as a guy who's kind of behind the scenes getting these teams into these events is the exposure that we give some of these guys. You know, we have a media studio where we kind of move our Baltimore Inner Harbor office over to Goucher College, and we interview players and we take photos, we have photo shoots, we have a lot of different stuff going on there. Under Armour is going to have kind of their new line of gear and stuff down there, and just treating these kids as if they're, you know, Division One, really, you know, they are, they're the future of the sport, and treating them as they've never been treated before, shine a spotlight on them that they might not had before, and just making them feel special. And at the end of the day, this recruiting world we live in is pretty insane. So being able to show those guys some love on a more personal basis is a pretty cool thing, and I think the club guys appreciate it as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're trying to get kids recruited is our goal. We definitely bring some of the best college coaches to these events as well. So, you know, when you see a kid, I was talking to one of our interns from the other day who plays at Jacksonville, there's not a better feeling than being a recruit, being out there, playing with your buddies, have a ton of college coaches watching you, playing well. So between that, you know, the recruiting element and the spotlight we're able to shine on some of these guys, just trying to put these guys in a better position to be recruited.
This year's event, as in the past, this first June session, at least, will take place at Goucher College, just north of Baltimore, Maryland. And then we'll be looking at the session two up in Bel Air, Maryland at Cedar Lane.
And also we have one of our big events that we started last year, but Josh, can you please elaborate on as well, is the Committed Academy. We're going into our second year. I know, you know, me personally and a bunch of people on the business side are super pumped about that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so the Committed Academy going into its second year kind of came from a void that we saw in the recruiting landscape. Is, you know, you have all these committed players who are playing, and they're playing on their clubs, and they're probably the best player on their clubs, but they don't need to be recruited anymore, right? They're committed. They're just kind of playing for the fun of it. So we thought that let's see if we can give these kids an edge, give the coaches an edge by getting these kids together, right? Let's get all the UPenn kids together. Let's get the Michigan kids together. Let's get the Hopkins kids together. So this Committed Academy sort of brand kind of came to fruition. So basically we have a boys and girls version. On the boys side, you know, every conference is represented, from ACC to SoCon to NEC to Big Ten, you know, all 10 conferences at the 2017 and 2018 level. So rising freshmen in college and rising seniors in high school. And we split them up by conference. So, you know, the Maryland kids are on the Big Ten team alongside the Michigan kids and the Hopkins kids. The Maryland kids also room in the dorms at Goucher College together. So it's a real team bonding, trying to get kids to, you know, meet their future teammates, future rivals that they're going to be playing with, and, you know, becoming best friends with along their journey when they're in college. And then there's also an off the field side, right? While the competitive side is, you know, for you guys who are watching, is awesome to see some of the future stars of the sport being able to play over at Goucher. But there's an off the field element that we've kind of, you know, we've created, because it takes a lot more than just being a great lacrosse player to survive 4 years of college, as we've all seen. So, you know, there's an academic element, there's a leadership element, there's a character development element. You know, we bring in some people from around the country who have worked with these kind of athletes on a day-to-day basis to try to get these guys ready to be a student athlete and sort of more of an emphasis on a student and be a well-rounded student to contribute to their, you know, schools and universities off the field as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to breaking down all the events as we get going through the summer as well. So definitely. Thanks, Josh. Yeah, just to kind of follow up on our friend Josh Davies' thoughts, we'll be doing a lot more kind of postscript from those events as they happen again next week, our ILRI Session 1 event. I'm looking forward to, again, some of the teams. We do all tournament breakdowns, get to see a lot of kids that way. And really, there's some fun narratives to follow. Our editor-in-chief, Matt Kinnear, will really be kind of gearing the storylines from some of these kids and the stories they have to tell us about, you know, how they got here, what the recruiting profile has been like, what, you know, what they've overcome. And then on the field, it kind of culminates with some fun championships on the Wednesday. And there's been some great stories out of that in the past as well. So really looking forward to those aspects of our recruiting, events. And that's kind of coupled with the whole recruiting sphere as well. And again, once we actually get out into the fields and start doing some reporting, we'll be able to share those stories and our thoughts on kind of what the summer is looking like. And we'll specifically be able to share those thoughts on our Inside Lacrosse recruiting database. And yep. That's something that we'll really get into as well. It's an idea that we've kind of pioneered over the last year or so. But we've wanted to kind of codify how our recruiting information is put together, our thoughts, and build a database so that it's easy for you, the recruiting fans, people who care about their teams, what's in the pipeline for their Division One or teams or beyond, their high school teams, kids in their area. So we'll get into that a little bit more once those we start updating those profiles. We've done a little bit with some of the Under Armour underclass tryouts, but we'll see a whole lot more of that as the summer continues.
Absolutely. I was just about to say, Jeff, you can't end this podcast without mentioning the database, something we started last year, still kind of in bare bones. We definitely have a lot of content planned for that, and we're just looking to expand it in every single direction.
And a lot of new concepts and thoughts that'll come out of that, and again, we'll preview that through social media, through our website as the summer goes.
Well, thanks to everybody who listened all year. It was, you know, pretty cool to do a high school podcast as part of, you know, our overall initiative to kind of, you know, improve our podcasting presence throughout the world of lacrosse media. So we thank you if you listened at all during this year. But like I said, this Preps podcast will kind of transition into the recruiting podcast. We will kind of bring you our thoughts and reactions from several events, whether it's our own ILRIs or other third-party events that we visit. So please, if you're a fan of this podcast, please stay tuned to our recruiting podcast. It's a lot of the same concepts, and we'll be bringing you great content all summer. This is Dan Ayburn, contributing writer Inside Lacrosse, signing off. We appreciate the listen.
Inside Lacrosse Podcast.